paragraph ches. וזה בחינס מתנויס כהונה, תרומויס ומייסרויס, כדי להוציא הדוגון מן הכלולו על ידי הכהן. שהוא בחינס וקומץ הכהן, שהוא יוכל להמשיך אור הבו מלמעלה, שהוא קומץ וסוסים, ולצייר לברוכה כנל. As we explained earlier, the concept that before we benefit from the grains ourselves, we first pass it through the kohen, and we give him his trumais and the levi the maestrois, in order to remove this grain from the category of klolos, that the kohen should start formatting the light, you know, for a bracha. V'ze b'chinas trumo la kohen u'maiser la levi. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain both steps. First we give truma to the kohen, then we give maaser to the levi. Ki kohen hu bechinas v'komatz ha-kohen, haynu oir ha-poshit shu komatz v'sosim. The kohen represents tapping into that light, that unformatted light, when it's still unformatted, when it's komatz v'sosim, completely hidden. V'ha-levi hu bechinas tseirei kiyadua. Whereas levi represents something that has already taken form and shape, like the vowel tseirei, which means tziur. Ki kohen levi Yisrael heim b'chinas chochma binodas. Because kohen levi Yisrael correspond to chochma binodas. Nimtza, she levi hu b'chinas bina, she b'chinas tseirei kemuva. So therefore, levi is bina, which is the concept of tseirei. The nekuda, the vowel of tseirei, is associated with bina. Because bina is, chochma is pasach. Pasach means open, chesed, kindness, very little boundaries. Tseirei is vayitzer, to shape and form, to draw lines. It's exactly fitted in this precise way. V'al kein noitzin trum al ha-koyen, kedei lohorim atvu al ha-sharoshoi, shehu oyer poshut, b'chinas v'komets ha-koyen kanal. This is why first we give truma to the koyen, to elevate this grain, this crop, to its origin, to its source, which is that unformatted light, to connect it with that high-level light, which is the concept of the komatz hakoyin. The koyin is able to reach up to the komatz, the keser. V'azai memela yoytza me'aklolo me'achashirim al-sharosha. And once we lift up the tfua to that high level, automatically we detach it, we disconnect it from the lower part, from the lower level, from the klola, from the negative things, because we've elevated it to this oyer poshut. V'yachakach noisin maisa levi, and only afterwards do we give the maisa to the levi, shubchinas tseirei, kedei sheyitztayer ho'or v'ashefa l'toy v'v'levrocha, so that the light and shefa should be formatted for good and brocha. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds one more item regarding chala. The separation of chala to the kohen, the truman maisa is while it's still in grain form. After we take the grain and we make it into a dough, there's a second process of separating challah from the dough and giving that to the kohen. V'ze b'chinas challah la'kohen sh'nes na'achakach la'kohen min ha'iso. Ki achakach kishenase iso v'azai maschil ho'iso l'tztayr l'tzchametz. Because after we've made the dough and the dough is starting to shape form and to ferment, al'kein tzrichin litein sh'nes matona la'kohen. We have to give a second gift to the kohen, dainu chalo, she gam kein truma, a second truma in a sense, kidei lohorim oida pames o iso l'shrosh, l'b'chinas v'komets ha-kohen, in order to elevate this dough to its source, to the komets ha-kohen, to the high-level light, kidei sheitztayr hori l'vrocha, so that the light should be formed to a blessing. Ki be'eis shenase iso, because even though we already separated truma and maaser when it was in grain form, now that we're making it into a dough, the sitra achra has a second opportunity to take a shot at it. Because we said that the Yetzirah, the sitra achra, are also referred to as chometz and seor, which have no place in grain. They only come into play when you're dealing with a dough. Ki oz ikra hatziur shel ha-shefa shebolamala, because it's now that it's in dough form, now is when the shefa from above is really being shaped into a final product. כי כל זמן שלא נעשה מהתבואה איסה, עדיין לא נגמר מעלוסה. Because so long as the grain has not been converted to a dough, its full goodness hasn't been completed yet. ועיקרא גמר בית שנה ספס. The main completion is when it's going to be made into bread. דהיינו משנסגל גלו איסה, after the dough has been rolled and processed. V'alkein oz ikar hisarusam shel ha-sitrachra. And this is why this is one of the main times that the sitrachra rallies to try to battle. Ki heim misoirim oz daiko beis shemetztayr hoer kedei letzayroi chasham lehefchanam. Because whenever this process is taking place where the light is being formatted or shaped, they're there to try to force formatting it into a klola, into a negative things. V'al kein oz misoyer chomets usor shmechnes tzior b'chinas simonei chomets garech agovim. And that's why these forces of chomets oyer, which represent form and shape, the concept of the signs of chomets are when you start seeing like the antennas of grasshoppers, shezer b'chinas tzior ho'oyer kiyadu l'meivim. This term kekarnei chagovim is used in Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to the beginning of the shaping and formatting and tzimtzum of Hashem's light. That's why we give again a gift to the kohen, which is part of the challah, to elevate everything to its source, so that we should be able to draw the light from above and form it in a blessing. כי הכהנים יכולים להמשיך האור הפושט מלמעלה לצייר לברוכה שבזכנס ברכס כהנים כנעם. The כהנים are the ones who have the ability to draw that unformatted light from on high. The komets ha-kohen. The komets ha-kohen. The kohen has the ability to reach up to the light when it's komets, when it's in the keser, and to shape it לברוכה. That's the whole concept of ברכס כהנים. וזה שכוסף אצל חלו, and this is why the פוסק says by חלו, Lohoniach brocha el beisecha, in order to bring a blessing into your house. Lohoniach brocha daiko. That's the main purpose of this mitzvah of challah. A question was just raised that when this light from Hashem, this unformatted light, is coming down, we could understand how the person himself, whose name is on that light, to whom that light is addressed to, he can affect that light, let's say, by doing tshuva or something like that, or, you know. But the question is, how does somebody else, how does the Kohen, let's say, by giving his birchas kohenim, how does he have the ability to intervene, in a sense, or to play a role in shaping that light, letoiva, that doesn't even have his name on it, etc.? The answer is, we know, Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal bring many times, that the Kohen is the tzaddik. Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'tor hashem. The Kohen is the one who has the extra Tikkun HaBris, which is the Bechin of Tzaddik. Man Tzaddik denot HaBris. And one of the things that a Tzaddik has the right to do, the right and privilege is, if somebody comes to him with sincerity, and he sees that that person's Keli is damaged, the Tzaddik says, put it away. Put your Keli aside. Use mine. And the Tzaddik is his Keli. And the tzaddik shapes the light completely in his own keli and gives it to the person, delivers it in a way where whatever keli the person has no effect whatsoever, plays no role. The shefa is being delivered, the light, the shefa, the is being delivered to the person completely processed, totally. The person has nothing to do other than to take it and use it and run with it, period. And that's what's going on when a person comes to the tzaddik, number one, because Rav Nosson Zal asks a question on this chapter in the Likutei Moharan, because Rav Nosson Zal says here in this chapter that, again, the light is according to the keli, and this is light coming from Hashem, and this is also light coming from the tzaddik, that if a person has a good keli, he'll receive the light of the tzaddik levrocha, and if he has a bad keli, when he comes to the tzaddik and the tzaddik is giving out light, that light will be a klola for him. So Rav Nosson Zal says, hold on a second, big problem. Then anybody who doesn't know that he has a perfect keli should not go within 200 feet of the tzaddik. Because if the tzaddik starts dishing out light, for him it's going to be a klala. Rav Nosson Zal says, you're right. If the person is using his own keli, if the person chooses to use his own keli, his own brain, and his keli is defective, then chas v'shalom, that's what will happen. But if the person comes with a humbleness and a recognition that my keli is defective, and the tzaddik is giving out light, and if I use that light in my own keli, I'm in big trouble. So therefore, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to put my brain aside. I'm not going to interfere. I'm going to try to work, be mevatel myself to the tzaddik completely, so that I'm working with his keli. When a person does that, then no harm whatsoever could come from that light that's being dished out. And again, this is the machshava when we're standing at Birchas Koyanim, and we're humbling ourselves. We're saying, we are nothing. We are people who are, we are the simple people, and we're looking up to these Koyhanim who are the Kedoshim. They're the ones who Hashem has given this extra Kedusha to, that they should format the with their extra Tikkun HaBris, and with their crying out, V'yosim l'cha sholoim, and saying the bracha right next to Sim Sholoim, we're hoping and we're sure that the light will be received lebracha. You know, that this light being dished out, we're going to be using the Keli of the Koyhanim, you know, to receive it levracha. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeo b'chinas bracha t'chila v'soif. Based on what we've been learning, we can understand now why a person makes a bracha on food before they eat it, and then they make a bracha afterwards. Shemavorchan al kol dovor, hakol kedei letzayer ho'or v'hashefa, shehu hachius sheyesh bo'isay dovor shenena mimenu, letzayroi levracha. The purpose of these brachas is to shape and form the light, which is the life force that's found in that item that the person is benefiting from, to shape it into a bracha, in a form of bracha. V'alkein tzrichan levori t'chila v'soif. That's why we have to make a bracha twice, before and after. Ki b'tchila tzrichan levori koidem achila, kedei sheyitztayer ho'or hanimshach milamalo, shehu achius shel oisei adovor, sheyitztayer levracha. Before a person eats an item, for example, a fruit, an apple, the person makes a bracha before, so that the heavenly light from above, that's the life force of that apple, will be formatted for bracha in a positive way. That's step one. Then the person eats the fruit, and then v'achar kach achar hu achila, after having eaten, she'oz nespashet ruchnias hamaycho letoy hamoychim, where as a result of the person eating, the spiritual life that was in that food item is spreading in the person's brain, in the person's neshama, v'nitoysef loy chochma v'das al yideihu achila, and the person has gained additional chochma and das by eating that item. V'chol echod mekabel chiyus u'moichin me'o achila kefi hakli sheloi. And we know that each and every individual receives moichin and chiyus from what they eat, based on the quality of the keli that person possesses. And again, when we say keli, we mean the person's brain, the person's neshama, based on how good a receptacle that person is. Ki etzel hatzadik nitoisav chochma v'das al yideihu achila. Because by a tzadik, when he eats, because his keli is a kli sholem, because he has tikkun habris, and because he's such a quality person, as a result of that, when he eats, he gains additional chochmo and das. Ulehefech etzla rosho, nitoisef ksilus al yideu achila. And the opposite holds true by a rosho. When he eats, it adds foolishness to him. Lack of das. Viaf al pishe shneim oichlem bekai rachas. Even though they're both eating out of the same platter. Same platter, same food. This one it has result A. The other one it has result Z. The exact opposite. Ki hakoil kefi hakli, because everything depends on what kind of vessel the person has. Ki chius huachilo nimshach v'nitztayer etzel kol echot kefi hakli sheloi, because the spiritual life that comes from the food is drawn and formatted by each and every individual person according to the kli that they have, which means kefi tfisas hamoichin sheloi, according to how well that person's brain operates, letoiv oy lehefech, chas v'shalom, whether the person's brain is operating in a positive way, conforming with Hashem's wishes. Hashem thinks about what they're supposed to think about, and they avoid thinking about things that Hashem doesn't want a Jew to think about. V'alkein ho'achilo oz v'alkein achar ho'achilo oz maschil ha'maychol lehizbarer. And this is why after a person finishes eating, that's when the food that they've eaten starts being separated and dissected. V'nimshach ha'toiv v'hamuvchar el ha'moyach, and the good part of the food is channeled to the brain. V'nitztayer sham b'moychoi kifi tikun ha'kli sheloi, and again the spirit, the life, the energy that comes from that food is formatted in the person's brain based on what kind of keli that person has. If the keli is a whole keli, if it's a spiritual keli, then it's formatted in good spiritual energy. And if chas v'shalom the person's brain is defective, then that energy adds to the defectiveness, chas v'shalom. Al kein tzrichen lavorech achar hamozoin, and it's for this reason that we make a second brocha after we eat, kedei sheyitztayer ho'or livrocho, bo'eis shenimshach hachiyus me'achilo el ha'moyach shubchinas ha'klianal, so that the light, the energy that's been generated inside the person's body from eating that item, that energy now should be formatted for a brocha when it's being channeled to the brain and to the other parts of the body that need to benefit from it. V'zeo b'chinas birchas hamozein. This is the concept especially of the most important bracha that we make after food, which is birchas hamozein, which after a person eats bread. V'zeo b'chinas birchas ha'toi v'hameitiv sho'imram birchas hamozein. And this especially is tied into the third bracha in birchas hamozein, ha'toi v'hameitiv, Va'oimrim shloisha hatovois, and we mention the word toiv there in three different ways. Kidei sheyitztayer ha'or l'toiv v'levrocha, so that again the light, the energy that's been produced as a result of eating that food should be formatted in a positive way, in a constructive way inside the person, both spiritually and physically. We know there's a concept of a person eating and they say that really agreed with me or that really disagreed with me. Again, two people ate from the same thing and one comes home and they have terrible indigestion on a physical level and the other one ate it and felt great afterwards. And lahavdil, spiritually, for sure, there are major differences when people eat. You have an example in halacha, for example. We know that one of the very important times of the year when it's a mitzvah to eat is Erev Yom Kippur. And yet the Gemara and the Halacha make a clear statement that two people can be sitting down to eat a lavish meal on Erev Yom Kippur. One person gets a lot of calories and the other person gets a lot of mitzvahs. The person who ate and before he ate said, I'm eating this meal to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. You know, that person, their food is Meichel Dikdusha. It's Avodas Hashem. And the other person who ate simply because it smelled delicious and it looked great, then that's what they're left with.